New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have with me Kyle Ocasio.
Hi! Hey, I am so happy to see you. We've been trying to make this happen for the longest, and the freaking holidays and bad bangs, everything got in the way, but we're here, and I'm very happy.
We did it. We finally made it happen. And every time that we had to reschedule, it made sense, though. Because the one time I just gotten a PRP injection into my foot and I was going to try to make it happen, but I hadn't showered in like 3 days and I was starting to look a little greasy. So it was a good thing we pushed it.
And also that was the same night that I was going to record from my boyfriend's again, and I got violently ill, like couldn't stop throwing up. And that was really fun for him to see me doing that for the first time. But yeah, and then it was like Christmas Eve and just like craziness. So I'm glad that it's like Christmas is over, New Year's coming, and we can just focus on all the positivity.
Amen. And how were the holidays for you?
You know, as the kids get older, it's a little bit less fun because let's face it, like Christmas is fun when you have little kids and they're so excited about anything you buy them and they unwrap it and it's just joy and happiness. But they're older and they will tell me exactly what they want. So there's no surprises. It's like, oh, I want this hoodie or I want these sneakers. And it's just kind of like I get stuff from CVS that they run out and buy the night before. So I get like chapstick. I spend like $1,000 on them and I get like chapstick. So it was fun.
What did you do? I feel like it can be anticlimactic sometimes. I had a good holiday. I just feel like it's all this lead up and then it's over. And then it's like, all right, what's next? Okay, the new year. I think it's best if you put some spiritual energy into it. Like, all right, mm-hmm. Now we focus on the new year, putting in some good energy, hoping that as we enter 2025, we can hopefully manifest lives that always feel more in alignment this year than they did the last. That's how I try to look at it.
Yeah.
And I think
it is hard because a lot of people get depressed during the holidays. And I didn't know this like until recently. Like, so many of my friends are like, hey, I'm not going home because my dad is abusive, or I realize that I have that choice. And as adults, you can decide you don't have to do that stuff. So sometimes it's really freeing to realize that and make those choices. But then there's the other end of the spectrum where there's so much pressure to try to see everyone. Like, I have a really big family. I'm the youngest of six, and my brothers and sisters were all getting together. And I couldn't muster up the energy to get everybody in the same place. It's just, it's a lot. So, you know, I'm happy that there's a new year because it's a little reset. You know, you can just kind of say, I'm going to start over. Here are my goals. Here's what I'm going to aim for. We do it every year. And a lot of times none of my resolutions or goals get achieved, but sometimes it's just planting the seed. And Maybe now 2025, it's going to be really good. So
fingers crossed. By the way, are you facing a window?
I am.
So brightly lit up. You look like the whitest woman ever, and you are not just a white woman.
I know, it's so funny. I was just, I feel.
Aren't you Puerto Rican?
No, my ex is. I'm half Venezuelan.
Half Venezuelan. I'm glad because
but
we're
I'm
friends.
like
I'm glad to
super, I'm
finally
super
know.
white. Everyone thinks I'm Puerto Rican all the time. Because my kids are half Puerto Rican and they love, you know, pasteles and stuff like that. So every time there's like a Latino comedy show and they'll have like the Puerto Rican flag under me, I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, just pay me.
I feel really bad that we're good friends and I just found out you're not Puerto Rican.
I love it.
Half Venezuelan. I like it.
Yup. But yeah, I look like I'm see-through. I look
well,
like
the light's hitting you, so you look like a little bit of a spirit visiting me, which I'm
I
cool
am.
With. I love when
I am.
Spirits visit. But you are fully manifested in physical form. So you're normally not this white.
It is a little terrifying. I'm like, but I'm in Connecticut. I'm in the burbs, like in the middle of nowhere.
I've been to that town. And I've seen
you. Have you were a huge star at the outdoor. I remember when I saw you and CG, and I said to him, I was like, this is gonna be a hell gig for her. She's got to prep, and you fucking nailed it. You were amazing.
Oh, thank you. It was a clean set, so I was nervous because normally my stand up has some edge to it. So I had to pull out some of the older Nick Mom bits.
And it's just as comics, seeing kids at a show is always like, oh God, this is going to be bad. Like kids, old people in buffets
the
happening
one
all
little
at the
girl
same
was
time.
So cute. She was like my biggest fan. And I ran into her after where I was staying and she loved my set. And I was like, okay, she's allowed to come to my shows. Not the dirty ones, but she was so sweet and magical. But
no, you turned it around. Like sometimes you see gigs like that where it's like, is there even a stage? Do they know about the lighting? Okay, it's going to be bare bones. But you just were like, okay, this is what I got to deal with. And you just
I had
did
double
it.
Vision. You know this. I got double vision on the way to the show. I'd been hit in the head with a volleyball, substitute teaching 4 days before, but I didn't have double vision yet until the car ride. Thankfully, CG was driving, so I could at least get there, but everyone in the crowd was double. So I was freaking out a bit, but I loved having you there. It was, and then it was like for 2 months, I had double vision, and I was like, all right, I'm going to surrender to this. I had to wear my sunglasses everywhere because I also have light sensitivity, but having you
so
there
I'm sure my
and your
big
boyfriend.
White head is probably really helping right now, too.
Oh, I know. I had to stay away from like bright shiny lights because I have them on me. I'm not as ghostly white as you look right now.
It's aggressive. It's aggressively white. Like I'm just looking at myself right now and I don't like it.
I mean, that's why when you podcast from home over Zoom, like it can be hard to control the lighting, you know? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You're in Connecticut. You don't have your full studio set up right now, but your makeup does look great.
Thank you. Just a little lipstick. I did an impulsive hair cutting thing. So like a few weeks ago, I was getting ready to go on the road and I felt like I just wanted to do something different. It's like I haven't cut my hair in so long. I've always had long curly hair. And I started getting paranoid. Like my daughter told me, as kids are very honest, she's like, Mom, your forehead's huge. Okay.
Oh my God.
Thanks, bitch. But I was like, well, maybe I'll try bangs. And I was Googling curly hair with bangs. And I saw all these images of women that kind of looked like me. And I was like, I can pull that off. So when I went to my hairdresser, we were talking and he got a little excited and I lost track of how much he was cutting. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he styled it in a way that took so much time. It looked really good. It looked very cute. But there was like a diffuser, multiple products involved. I don't have time for that at home. So then when I go on the road to do this show, I'm like totally freaking out because it looks ridiculous. I mean, it's like I'm not used to it. So I just ended up pulling my hair back. And now I've just surrendered. Like I made a little mistake. It's just hair. it'll grow back. But I have like 2 months, and even my boyfriend's like, yeah, just put it to the side.
I mean, it looks good right now. I know you completely got it to the side and wrangled it in, but I like it. I love your curls. You know, I feel like
Thanks.
curly haired women, they're fiery, more fiery normally than others. They've got that
We
charisma.
have to be, because we have less options with our hair. So we have to like make up for it in some other way. Your hair is very pretty. It's very
I got a
shiny.
wave, but right now I kind of just brushed it down. I used to
I
straighten
like
my
it.
hair, but I really don't have time to do much these days with getting ready. I'm just over it. My husband takes way longer to get ready than
Isn't
me.
that funny? Like, yeah, I used to love when I was younger, my girlfriends would come over before we'd go to like a club or something. The best part of the night was putting on music, having a drink, putting on makeup, getting ready. Now it's like, oh fuck, I have to put it's good. I just throw some lipstick on and like a pair of earrings, and I'm like, I hope this works, because I'm just I put a little extra retinol on now. That's my time is now spent in the evening routine, like just trying to not ever get wrinkles. That's like my whole
I need some
goal.
retinol. I've heard that. So I will get some retinol because I used to think I was immortal till I saw the aging lines the last 2, 3 years. So I got to get retinol. So we'll move on to our first topic.
We're not staying on retinol.
We're going to move on. And I talked about Luigi Mangione last week. What I want to say, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago, what I want to say that's been changed, or that has changed, my grammar's not always amazing. I am an alien, I'm a star seed, so sometimes
You're a
my main
teacher?
language is Arcturian, so I'm still adapting to the English language. So he was charged as a terrorist, and it pisses me off. Because the guy who just lit a woman on fire in the Manhattan subway, I'm gonna guess he's not charged with terrorism. No school shooter has been charged with terrorism. I consider what's going on in Gaza terrorism. So I just think it's interesting that when a very wealthy human gets taken out, then it's terrorism. You know, it's all about money. And I'm just sick of it. Like, you shouldn't be more protected than others just because you're rich. It's sick.
A
And
hundred
once
percent.
again, I'm not saying what he did is good. You got to be careful saying that. But it was a movement because he's saying, you know, you're a terrorist if what you're doing is denying people legitimate health care that they need. If a doctor's saying they need it, why is it the healthcare company saying they don't? And I don't think any healthcare company should be for profit in the first place. So I just wanted to say that because they, did you see his perp walk with like 18 people behind him? It's like,
I
where's that
mean, was
for
that
Epstein and Diddy?
necessary? Yeah.
Sex trafficking. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think that, you know, like you, I agree. I don't want to say like it, that's a great way to do, you know, make get your point across is to kill someone. No, but it's brought up a fantastic conversation that's needed to be had. And the huge disparity between what people make in this country is disgusting.
Yep.
The fact that, you know, talking about that woman on the subway, I think they haven't quite identified her yet. All signs sort of point to she's probably a homeless woman, I think. But it's like, why are there people that have to live on the train? And why are there people making billions of dollars denying cancer claims? So while I certainly don't, you know, I don't like vigilante behavior, because it falls in the, you know, Trayvon Martin thing. That was a vigilante thing. That George, whatever his name was, total piece of shit. I don't think we need more people like that. However, Luigi, I feel like it's a little, there's a little caveat, because he came from a wealthy family, because he was this highly educated person, he didn't have to do this. He was kind of, I think, just taking on the whole society. Like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it maybe it took someone so incredibly educated, like this kid's IQ is through the roof, that he knew exactly what the consequences would be, and he still did it. So he's not crazy. Again, it's like, yes, it's sad when someone dies, but I'm also sick of living in a system where I have to beg my insurance company to cover something for one of my kids that should be like, what am I paying for then?
Right, right. No, I agree with you. It's just, it's sick what's going on. It's giving Hunger Games, in my opinion. And I think Luigi has Katniss Everdeen energy. And she's one of my favorite characters in a book and movie. And, you know, I can kind of see why certain people are like, why are people celebrating a murderer? It's like, it's not just some random murderer they're celebrating. They're celebrating.
And he also happens to be hot.
Like, yeah, he is.
You know, it doesn't hurt the empathy for him.
Exactly. But I think it's just someone taking a stand where we feel helpless against these people completely abusing their power. And we are helpless a lot of the time. So, you know, I think it would be nice if some of the very upper class tried to understand the struggle of people who aren't billionaires or millionaires. You know, it's a hard life. We're just trying to pay our bills. We're trying to take care of our bodies. So getting denied legitimate claims is terrorism, in my opinion. So
I think
something
so
must
too.
Be done.
And I think, you know, when Benny was little, he was baptized by this priest who said something really amazing. Like, he was very kind of more modern and progressive. And the priest said to the whole congregation, he said, sinning is when you don't tip your busboy enough. Sinning is when you don't take care of people. And so it was a very progressive approach. Like, you can't, you know, a lot of these people that are so wealthy also sit on that whole, like, you know, God's on my side. And it's like, no, if you are not paying people a living wage, that's a sin. And and so all of that kind of, you know, made me think of like Luigi and this whole movement, or I don't know what you want to call it, but it's the attention that it's gotten is, I think if anything good came out of it, it's that.
Exactly. And I hope that there is a movement, a revolution that continues, because the imbalance of power, it's parasitic. It's draining. So many people are unhappy and they're like dragging themselves lifelessly to work for what?
Yeah.
Who are they giving their lives to? Companies that don't give a fuck. So not every company doesn't give a fuck, but a lot of them don't. So
many of them do not.
I think it's time for a change. And I also feel like there are a lot of celebrities that remind me of the Hunger Games celebrities, just very dissociated. You know, we might even know some that we were once friends with, gotten famous. Not all of them, but some, because you can tell some people equate their success to how many followers they have, how much money they make. Look, that can be great, but only if you are of good morality, in my opinion, if your heart's still intact, if you're not dissociated. So I think that needs to be where most people are leading from, you know, making sure your heart's intact. You don't have to be a perfect person, you know,
but be a real person.
A real
person. Be a real person. And I think that line gets blurred, especially in comedy. I mean, it does, you know, it's not the same trajectory as like when we were coming up, where it's like we've talked about this, where you work hard, you write, you get up on stage. And now it's like, if you can't sell out a room, the formula is the bookers will take, let's say, an influencer or someone who has a ton of followers. They'll bomb. I've seen it. I opened for someone who jumped after 20 minutes and I warned them about it, but they still did it. and the club owner didn't care that they bombed, because then they're going to find the next viral sensation who's going to bring in a ton of people. So, and so on and so forth. So hopefully that will change if we have like good people, you know, booking comedy, the gatekeepers, but there's not a lot of those out there.
And hopefully what also might change is if we find out what these orbs and drones and UFOs really are.
What is, I lost that whole story. Like, what, I don't even know what was happening.
So there are so many sightings going on, especially around New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. They're really all over the country at this point, and in other countries. But it seems like there's a high concentration in New Jersey for whatever reason.
Why do they want to be in New Jersey?
I like New Jersey. I miss Jersey.
No sales tax.
No sales tax. I feel like, and I talked about it the last podcast, that it's a mixture of government equipment whatever you want to call it, government drones, planes, because, but I also think it's UFO stuff. I think it is, there are some extraterrestrials up there with them. And I think that they've been working together more than we
realize.
They want
to go to the outlets in Jersey.
I would love to see one. I haven't seen any UFOs, no drones. I have been obsessed with alien stuff for a long time.
You're
ass
the OG.
Time.
Like, since I met you, you've been obsessed.
Yes.
Now that was like 2008.
Popular,
so.
But I would love to see one. I would love to interact with an alien. I'm ready for change. And I would hope that they have access to technology that we need. I mean, there's a Thrive Movement documentary. It's free on YouTube, where they've talked about scientists who came up with free energy and their labs were set on fire or they were killed.
Ooh.
Like, we have ways of changing this world, but if it threatens big companies, then they get torched. And I just think we need to get past the murdering of people who are coming up with ways to evolve our whole community, our world community. But money's talking still. It's sick.
It is.
Sorry,
that's why
I
I'm
really
a comic
picked
and
up
I don't
these
make
topics.
any money.
I should have
No,
warned you.
I agree. No, I love all this stuff, Kate. I love like your energy, and I want to get more spiritual for 2025.
I
you have
think
to read
we're
my
all
tarot.
Gonna have to. I think
yeah.
We're gonna have to, because I think as we realize that the paranormal universes are real and that we are, our reality shifting, and we're gonna have a lot more, what should I say, experiences with them. I think people really need to do work on their spiritual body, learning how to protect themselves, learning how to accept what we are inside and how odd we are, because there are going to be more and more occurrences, even in our own homes. And you might want to know how
it's
to
so
deal
wild.
With that.
Yeah,
Have
I don't
you
know.
Ever
what
had
do I do? No, I mean, I don't know. I've had sleep paralysis, and that feels like an alien is like, you know, coming to get you. I remember like a couple times in my life having that. But yeah, no, I don't know. What do I do if I see one, and how do I know, like, what do they look like?
The
how do I
most
protect
simple
myself?
way to protect yourself is call on the angel realm, call on angels. I feel like almost everyone works with angels, right? They're accepted in the Bible, Christianity. I think in almost every religion they have angels. And I totally believe that angels are real. So calling on angelic protection, putting a beam or like a bubble of either white light around you. It could be pink light, whatever really.
I'm safe.
Kyle's in the bubble. She's got the white light right now. Yeah, just.
Oh my God.
And also making sure that your movements in life are clean. Like,
are aligned. Right, right.
Yeah, like what you're doing isn't hurting people, that karmically you understand the rules and the laws, and that you are trying to be a clean presence in terms of not hurting people if you are able to not to. Sometimes you might hurt someone just by saying no to them because they want something.
Right, right.
That I'm not including. But just making sure that you're being as authentic as you can be, and that you're leading with your heart and not with your ego. And I think a lot of people right now are not living that way. So I think, you know, we're all being watched, not just by our phones that are spying on us, but by deities, by spirit. So remember that I believe in like a judgment day of sorts. So it might not be a day, it could just be like judgment years, but really making sure, you know, if you were being watched, would you be proud of yourself? And
that's
it's
such
not
a great
all about money.
Question to ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good way to, I think when people feel depressed or sad or angry, you're just disconnected from yourself, and you are in a situation that isn't making you feel aligned. So whenever I can control something, I want to make the best choices to just to lead and be who I am and not grasp for things. Like, we've all thought of doing, you know, grimy things for whatever reasons. And then you just, I think it's stopping in your tracks and being like, how do I want to live? Or how do I want to be an example to my kids? Because now that our kids are older, to me, it's more ironic. I feel like they're almost watching more now, even though they're independent and kind of doing their own things and in college and all that stuff, but they do take their cues from you still. So I try to remind myself, like, when I want to talk shit about somebody or something like that, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll not do that because I don't want my kids to be that, like, gossipy. So yeah, it's just trying to, like, live so that you're not hurting people, that you're living to be and do the best that you can. I think that's the mantra for 2025. I mean, it should be the mantra for every day, but
yeah, a lot of people talk shit about people that are very close to them and then will go and have a conversation with them like nothing happened. I'm not saying I'm not ever guilty of that, but I really try to bring all parts of me, the darker parts, the lighter parts, because, you know, I can understand sometimes someone pisses you off and sometimes you love them, but just kind of remembering, would I be okay if they heard what I'm saying right now? And like I said, just kind of streamlining yourself, bringing all parts, the parts that hates the person, loves the person, because we're such complicated beings, but really attempting at least to only interact with people that you do feel good around and that you don't want to shit talk in general. So.
Right. I mean, it's like I tell Maya all the time, like, watch the company that you keep, especially, you know, she's going to be 20. And it's like at that age, you have to really know who's in your corner, who's a good example, like who's going to lead by example. And it's important even for us to remember stuff like that. So
exactly. And, you know, no sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, obviously. I don't know who these monsters are. Like, if you're doing that, you are just a demon and you've accepted being a demon. That and hackers. My mom.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
she did?
Yeah. And it's just like, what human out there, like, that's your job is to just fuck someone over. Like, you couldn't find any other job. You're obviously smart enough to know technology.
Right.
Go apply it and, like, build websites. Like, what are we doing? Some people were just raised so improperly that they think that's okay. And I understand some people are in horrible situations, like people who rob whatever, liquor stores, bodegas, but it's like, if that's
you gotta get a drink,
energy, you suck. Like, you gotta figure out a way to make money that's not hurting people, that's not gonna make someone want to kill themselves. If that's what you're doing, then you've already accepted being a demon, in my opinion.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. Luckily, I don't know anyone who has a job as a hacker or like, or anything like weird like that.
You wouldn't be friends with them.
I did know someone who like dealt drugs, but it was like, I don't know. It wasn't like.
That's not as bad to me.
It's not as, it's not great, but it's not like, you know, I don't think it was like killing anyone. So
if you sell weed, I could give two fucks. Like,
he's
a plant medicine. But yeah, I guess if you're like selling meth to kids, then you're a piece of shit. But like, there's context to these things, but it's crazy that there are so many sex traffickers out there. And there's a big thing, I don't know if you heard, where people are saying open shipping containers, because there are so many shipping containers that have kids in them. And like some truckers.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I swear. And like.
Wow.
Some truckers will hear them screaming or banging. And I guess for some reason they're not opened. It's like, we got to open these. We got to make sure that these kids are not being transported in this way and just really figure this shit out. The thing is there are so many rich elite people involved in the business. And that's why we haven't really cracked down on this and figured it out, because.
Yeah. I hear shit, you know, you hear like weird conspiracies, like, you know, Hillary Clinton drinking the blood of children or something like that. But it's like, what's credible? What isn't? What's like the sex trafficking thing? Yeah. That's like terrifying. Cause it's easy. Cause I think they hook you by, I saw a movie once. They hook the girls on drugs, like on heroin or something. And then they just make them like, if you want more, then you have to go fuck this guy. And then they get like tons of money and the girls just stay strung out. And that's like how the cycle, I think, according to the movie.
I think it's interesting that we're still having Beyonce on everything when like her husband currently just got dragged into a court case. It's like, maybe we should wait for her to be in all these halftime shows till we know if Jay-Z's innocent.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the, like, I hate hearing that because it's like, oh, I so don't want him to be a bad guy. I was in one of his videos in 1999, and it was filmed in Brooklyn. I was an extra. And we were sitting around all day and it was raining and we got whatever per diem back then was probably like $75. And I remember he sent his like staff up and he gave each of us like $100 just for waiting and said like Jay-Z wanted to say thank you guys. So I was like, oh, he's so nice and so thoughtful. So which doesn't mean that he didn't do any of these things just because I had one mildly good experience. But it's like you hate to hear it. You're like, no, I thought he was a good guy. Please don't be a bad guy. But he might be.
I feel like if your best friend is P. Diddy and he's been doing that stuff, you know what I mean? Imagine having a best friend a super sex trafficker person or just like a freak leak to the umph degree, right? And that's your best friend. How would you not know, first of all? And second of all, they partied together. And just so many stories have been coming out that at first these women were called crazy for years.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's coming out to be true. Jaguar Wright has been saying this. I think there's Allie Carter, I think is the woman's name. She's been speaking out. She was called crazy.
Okay.
So I feel like with all of this coming out, I think it's interesting that Beyonce is still getting booked so much because it's looking suspicious.
Do you think she would have had, let's say he is guilty of all these horrible things. Do you think she knew about it or contributed in some way? Fucking bummer.
I'm thinking yes. Even if it was like she got drugged herself at the parties or allowed herself, I think there are a lot of women who are so desperate to not lose their husband that they will convince themselves.
It's like, you're Beyonce, bitch. Are you crazy? Like, you're the most sought after woman in the world. Like, you, oh my God.
It's the wounding. It's the wounding in this world. You know what I mean? It's really sick. I mean, right now, like, we've got legal child marriages in other countries. Like, it's just a fucked up world. And I think with her, it's becoming clear. I mean, it looks to me like she's trying to look more and more like a white woman. And like she had the whole, oh, Becky with the good hair. Like, I think he's made her feel not good enough in her body. I mean, she's Beyonce. You don't really get more gorgeous than Beyonce.
Right.
But you can see a direction she's going in with the country and the uber blonde hair. And I'm not saying you can't have uber blonde hair as a black woman, but it feels like there's some kind of like self-hate or something. And just looking for approval from him. And he is not, his hair lately, So it's like, I think she convinced herself to be in that world. I think a lot, whoever allowed themselves to go to those parties and do what they did in the sicker version, they somehow convinced themselves they were allowed to do it. You know, I'm this big celebrity. This is what keeps me fueled. You know,
right. They think they're exempt. Yeah,
it's the same thing as like CEOs convincing themselves why they're allowed to not honor the claims of people who need it. Like, it's sick, but they convince themselves somehow that they can do this. And I do think I could be wrong, and then I will apologize. I do think she's guilty to a degree. I don't know what degree. It could be a really bad degree, and I wouldn't be surprised. I just haven't really liked her energy in a while, to be honest. It felt very dissociated. I can't relate. I want to relate. If you're a celebrity, I should still relate to you. If you're seeming so dissociated like a robot, I don't give a fuck how much money you have. You're not a person anymore. So I know I'm saying some pretty, it's a good thing I don't have many listeners.
No, but it's interesting. I mean, I just haven't followed it enough, but it is really interesting. And I'm curious what happens. I mean, I guess what Cat Williams said it first, right? He was the one that was saying all this stuff.
And
he
like,
said like
what a
like
hero.
This is the year. Yeah.
Because
oh, he's so funny.
For him to speak up, and he used to date Jaguar Wright, and Jaguar, who speaks up on this a lot. And she said when they were dating, he would go to sleep wearing, what do you call it? Like bulletproof vests and stuff. Cause he was that nervous.
Wow.
He was pressing up against the Illuminati. So he's pretty brave to have done this, but I think he got to a point where he was sick of it because people idolize celebrities. So if people are idolizing certain celebrities that are doing these heinous acts, we should be speaking up. You know, it's like enough's enough. And I have enough listeners. I don't want to totally shit on that, but I mean, I'm glad I don't have millions right now, because if I was saying this shit, I would completely get sued.
You'd have to go in a bulletproof vest.
I know. I'd almost be like, hey, I believe in reincarnation. Let's go.
Let's do
you
it.
Want to kill me? I'll come right the fuck back, motherfuckers. Okay?
And haunt you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't see reality as most people do. So, and I believe I have a lot of spiritual protection. I haven't been drinking baby's blood like some of these people. So.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope that the people who are in the Illuminati, et cetera, I want them to fall. I can feel the sickness of this world. I can feel it in my body and the pain here. And it's just, I want the comedy world to shift. I don't want it to be so hard for the OGs to be getting stage time. I just feel like, yeah, I feel like there needs to be a big change. And I would love for there to be a ceasefire in Gaza.
Yes.
Like,
I
what
know.
The fuck is going on? There's just war crimes going on. And it's like, let's get Luigi Mangione while like little kids are being blown up and starved. I'm just like, wow, this world is fucked. But hopefully these aliens are here.
I find it hard sometimes to like keep up with the news. Sometimes people will say like, oh, did you hear what Trump did? Or I'm like, no, because I just don't. I can't tune in anymore.
You're busier than me. I'm a substitute teacher a lot. So that leaves me a lot of time to Google.
That's true. That is.
And these high school kids, they know what's up. I hear them talking about stuff. And so I kind of live for it because I'm so thirsty for a change. I'm so disgusted by so many human
sources are like 10th graders.
I know.
High, getting high in the bathroom, and they're coming like, Miss Kate, guess what?
They know what's up, Kyle. Okay. They know what's up. Yes, them. And I love my TikTok. TikTok has a lot of good news sources. I Google it to make sure it's credible, but it goes on there first because a lot of our news channels are owned by very wealthy people and companies.
Yeah.
So our news sources are being controlled, and it shouldn't be like that, but it is. The food we eat, people are making money off of. We're eating filled with chemicals. Like, it's just,
I just went to my boyfriend is so into like eating well, and we just went to some like Amish place to get raw milk because he won't buy regular milk.
Well, he's amazing.
It's true.
We got to go on a double date.
That was so fun.
You and Alex. And he's, the term's corny now, but he's woke. If we're going to use the term. He's very aware of what goes in his body. And he's had some struggles with his health in his past. And he kind of figured it out on his fucking own.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's like, he gives me, I'm coming down with a cold. And he gave me something yesterday. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. He's like, just take it. It helps. I'm like, okay. Like, taking like horse tranquilizer. I have no fucking idea, but
I'm so happy you're in a good relationship.
Me too. It's about time.
Yes.
It's about time. Like healthy. Not that I think the last two were not necessarily unhealthy, but just not good matches. at all.
I didn't really get to know your last boyfriend very well, so I shouldn't say. I mean, I know who he is, and he's cool.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though I've never
yeah, no, he's
interacted
a good,
with
he's a,
him.
He's a good guy. Just not. We just fizzled, you know.
And then your ex-husband, like, obviously, I knew him. Didn't get to know him very well, though. But he is a good.
Yeah, because I think he was on. I think I was complaining to you about him constantly back then. And now I think when relationships get where they need to be, they can be in a good place. When you try to force a marriage or something or feelings that aren't there, that's when it's all bad. But once we divorced and, you know, he's a good dad, like, you know, he's great with my kids, whatever, we have good conversations. It's like, this is the kind of relationship we really were ultimately meant to have, which is just a nice co-parenting, even though I still do mostly everything, but it's better. It's so much better now, you know, being married to someone that you don't want to be married to is the worst feeling in the world. Cause it's just,
you're in a prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you have the guilt of, you know, I want to stay for the kids. And so many people feel that. I obviously, because I left my ex-husband that I
No, you had it. You had the right. You've listened to your gut as you.
But it was hard, you know, because it was coming from a lot of people then of like, oh, are you going to fuck up your son's life? And I was like, I would fuck up his life if I stayed in a miserable dynamic.
Absolutely.
And it blows my mind that some people really think staying in a marriage that's unhappy is better than leaving, because it's like, I would have been just the most depressed, faking it person ever. And I don't think that's ever good, because your kids can pick up on your energy. They know your truth. So even if you're putting on that fake smile and driving them places, they can feel it. And everyone has a right to be happy. And I think that Shane is way happier with parents who are with the right people than if we had stayed with the wrong. We were always fighting.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I was always crying and I was getting sick a lot. Not that my health is great right now, because my Lyme disease is, you know, being
but
a fucker.
Right.
But I'm just happier. I'm more me. I'm grounded. So I think everyone should at least attempt to either be single to find themselves or break up if you're in a bad relationship, so you give yourself a chance to find your right match.
Yeah, no, I waited way too long. And I think that when by the time we told the kids, I remember we sat down and it was like we spoke to a therapist about how we were going to word it. And we're like, well, guys, we wanted to talk to you. And I think it was my daughter. She was like, what, are you guys getting divorced or something? And it was like, they knew. It wasn't, and it was almost like they weren't happy because there was a lot of change that ended up happening, but it was like a sigh of relief that no one's faking it anymore.
I was so proud for you.
Thank you.
Because
Thank
I
you.
Knew, yeah. I did, you know, we did have conversations about it and I knew it was a struggle, but I just love seeing your journey, because you are fighting to be happy. You're fighting to be who you are meant to be. And you are just a unique, amazing soul. You have been doing comedy as a mother of three for how long? How many years have you been doing comedy?
Benny's 17, almost 17 years. April, it'll be 17 years.
And back when we started comedy, it was really hard. You had to dedicate yourself to it, especially when you have kids. Like, it wasn't this easy thing. Oh, well, take an hour. Like, you had to go to mics. I had to intern at Broadway Comedy Club and like see people for a 5-minute check spot. You know, like you had to really want it and you had to really work your craft on stage, or you basically get bullied by the other comics. Like, oh, she bombed.
I used to pay to do comedy. I used to, because I would pay a babysitter, I think those days, early on, I don't think I made any money. And then once I started making like $20, it would go to the babysitter or a cab home to rush home. So I literally was paying for about 3 or 4 years to do comedy.
And there are a lot of, you know, comedians now who have writers. So they have money.
So
they have money to start with.
It's so that pisses, like, I will say that is the one thing. And I know a couple, and I know that you probably know who I'm talking about. That's fucking cheating. It's fucking cheating. And it's just, it grosses me out. It's one thing to get writers for a roast, because it's a whole different animal. But your own stand-up should be the most personal thing you do. And if you win those laughs, they should be from your thoughts, your experiences, your observations. Anybody else doing that shit for you, especially so early on, and you know what I'm talking about, it's disgusting. And
it's just not the journey we've had. We had to really struggle in a beautiful way, brick by brick, to build a stand-up comedy career. And when someone is starting with a ton of money, I mean, bless, I wish I had a ton of money. But when they have a ton of money, so they don't have to worry much about their bills, and then they can, on top of that, pay someone to write for them, and they just have the best equipment. They can go right out there and film the best, most crisp stuff. You know, it's a big leg up. And I think that with karma and everything, it is going to matter, you know, and you and I have full lives, you know, like we can't just give everything to comedy either, because we have kids and we have spiritual practices and hearts that we want to take care of. So it, you know, it's interesting, but you've been approaching comedy in the right way, in my opinion, for a long ass time. And it's built character. And I feel like it's why I adore you so much. You're a good person. You're a funny person. And you on your own, when it wasn't popular to be a female comedian, now there are a ton out there. But back when we were starting, there weren't that many. And you had to really be out in the street. Like, I was barking people in at the Lantern as they walked by. You know,
remember when we did stuff, we did a couple things out. We did like man on the street interviews for Nick's mom. And I think it was very cold, and we did the naked cowboy. Do you remember we did something with him?
We found him out in Times Square.
He was
right?
Like annoyed. He was like annoyed by us. Like we were bothering him because he was a huge
and
star.
He had a certain smell I didn't like.
And also his balls were like so out there. They were just disturbingly, again, just an aggressive amount of ball sackage that nobody needed to see in the middle of the day. But
we had to interview him, but we weren't very impressed. That's for sure.
We weren't impressed at all.
But I think that journey matters. You know what I mean? Even though we're not famous, rich comedians right now, we're real people. And we're able to have this conversation. And I apologize. It's like, you want to come on my comedy podcast? We're going to talk about revolutions. And
no, I love it. I love it. No, I think it's great. But I think it's really important, especially, you know, during the pandemic when we weren't doing comedy at all, or we were doing Zoom shows. That was when I realized other things are important too. And you have to, you know, I love doing comedy. I love traveling to do comedy. I've been lucky enough to do a lot of really cool things with it. But at the end of the day, that's a part of me. It's not everything. It's my relationship is a huge priority. So, you know, there will be times where I will say no to something because I need to prioritize. For the first time in my life, I have to prioritize a relationship because I've never really, I don't think I've done that before. And that could be one of the many reasons. It's not always them. Even though I'm practically perfect, I fucked up a lot and I didn't maybe give it all I could. And so I'm making sure that I don't do that this time. And and kids and just being a well-rounded person, because everything comes and goes, people. And, you know, I love that as we get older, our material changes. I definitely don't ever want to be one of those comics that's doing the same stuff for 20 years. But it's harder too. And so I think that sometimes, because I don't want to be like that, I think I put more pressure on myself. And then I'm like, well, maybe I don't want to go out and do a show tonight because I don't have new material or whatever. So.
Yeah, and I think we want to feel good on the inside, right? Like that's the biggest point, is not always dragging ourselves to shows while our body's screaming, oh, I'd rather be home with my person. You know, you want to feel good on the inside. And I think that's what we're working towards. And I know you and I have both met negative belief systems about age, you know, if you get past this age, your career's over. And it's just not true. And I don't want to say it's just for comedy. It's anyone who's chasing a dream. anyone. Yeah. You can go back to school at any age. You can pursue any passion at any age. Like, that is the devil speaking when someone's saying like, oh, you hit this age and then you might as well dig yourself a grave of sadness. Like,
it's only true if you accept it. And I just like, I don't accept it. Like, I'm not ready to shrivel up and die yet. So,
no,
you know, and I'll let everybody know when I am, but I'm not.
We'll have a little ceremony. We'll be really dramatic. We'll walk ourselves to the cemetery.
With some aliens.
Did you see any clips from this new Dracula movie, Nosferatu?
No, I so love the 1992 one.
Did you see it?
Gary Oldman, that to me, that's the best Dracula like ever. But I haven't seen the new one. Oh no, I did see. Do you remember was it Netflix or Showtime or something? It was. I was so obsessed with this guy, this actor. Oh fuck, he played Dracula. He's Danish. I cannot believe I can't. I was literally obsessed with him. He was a hall pass from my last relationship.
Wait, is he the one playing the Dracula guy in the new one?
Yes.
Oh, Bill Skarsgård.
No. He's not playing it in this one. No, I'm sorry. Oh. I can't. The point is, I can't. Whatever his name is, I gotta look it up. Keep talking because wait, I gotta find this guy's name.
I can't watch too many scary movies because they will give me nightmares. There are a lot of mirrors in my room. I didn't put them up.
Clay's Bang. I was like obsessed with this guy.
Okay.
He was in the Dracula. It was from 2020, and it was a series, and it was phenomenal. It was so good.
I love vampire stuff, but I have to be careful what scary movies I watch because they will imprint in my mind. And I wake up a lot, not a lot. I'll wake up at least once to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. And then, you know, if it's 3 a.m. and I go back and I see a shadow or something like that, plus I can call on spirit. So I have to be very careful because
in your mind is, like I stopped watching Dateline before bed. Like that's a terrible last thing to put in your head. Like Susie was just going to the grocery store and then she's fucking cut up in someone's basement. Like I don't need to hear that before I go to bed. So I disciplined and I stopped myself. No more Dateline at night.
That is smart. Did you hear about the pregnant woman who got stabbed because she ordered pizza but only gave like a $2 tip and the driver stabbed her and killed her? I think which is horrible. I always try to tip my delivery drivers when I get delivery at least $5. Okay. Oh, not that I was nervous about getting killed, but I just,
but it's like good karma, but yeah, totally. But that's awful.
Not that that woman deserved it, but like, I think we should at least, if you're getting something delivered, you should tip.
Yeah. Oh my God. But that's, I can't believe he stabbed her. It's insane.
It was a woman.
What is wrong with people?
It was a woman delivery driver. Women are starting to murder bitches. More, I guess.
Crazy bit. Well, we have to get up there, but
the quality.
Oh my God.
I know.
Well,
it's
that's
a
positive.
I know. I'm sorry. It's a sick world. And I feel like all we can do is try to stay as positive, as authentic, and try to change the vibrations here, you know, but you first have to acknowledge how dark it's gotten here. And some people are like, la, 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 la. You know, I'm a little bit of a vampire priestess these days. I'm like, let's talk about what's going on. But I don't know. I feel like we have to, or it won't change. These things have to be addressed.
Yeah.
When I do it in my stand-up, I try to be funny at least, but maybe I didn't bring the funny here. That's why I have
I love it because I love how you get a lot of the information from the high school students too. Like I think that brings a whole other layer of like amazingness to the Kate Wolf experience.
The stuff I normally get from them is more of like the news and like some of the hip hop world, some of those wars, you know, but sometimes I will get news from them. I kind of knew Trump was going to win from two ways. He had a huge TikTok following and my students, a lot of them were saying that they would vote for him. And I have a very diverse school I sub at. And I was like, oh, wow, like Trump's doing well here. And it's a pretty progressive area. So
my own son, who comes from a pretty progressive mom, voted for Trump. And I, trust me, there were a lot of arguments and a lot of crying and a lot of tears. And he, a lot of young Gen Z men, for whatever reason, they got swayed. And
well, the Amish came out.
Hope it fucking works out. So
the Amish came out and voted for Trump because the government was fucking with their farming in a not cool way.
Wow.
And we really shouldn't be fucking with the Amish farming because obviously they're probably trying to do it more organically and stuff. So it's like, you know, the government on both sides is not killing.
It's not.
Even though I'm in the middle, I still lean towards Democrat. But, you know, there are lots of issues that weren't being addressed, including the
border. Oh, absolutely. I understand the dismay with everyone in both. I totally get it. But it's really just to me, it boils down to how do we stay a capitalist society without such a huge disparaging gap, a wage gap? Make money. I don't care. I'm not against people making money. That people called me a communist before. I don't give a fuck. I'm not suggesting any of that. But I'm saying just everybody should be able to make a living wage. If someone's sick, they should be able to go to the doctor. That's it. That's all I think anybody really wants. You know, it's just to be treated like a human being.
Yes. And, you know, my husband was getting comments from his coworkers. He had to take some sick days because he pulled out his back and like getting comments, like, I won't say what they were, but just like negative shit. And it's like, also if people are breaking, like give a shit, care about it.
Yeah, you know, like, care.
Because people are like breaking their backs for big corporations and then getting made fun of or in trouble. Like,
that's
take care
cool.
of yourself, yeah. Take care of your body, and don't break yourself for people who don't give a fuck. Doesn't even have to be about work. Like, if you're in your relationship and you're bending over backwards for someone who's not being reciprocal with their
reciprocating energy, it, yep.
Yeah. Self love
and
we same
with
have
work
standards, and we got to stand up for ourselves. Some Amazon workers are on strike. And I think that's amazing. My husband worked for Amazon for a little bit. They need to change a lot of their ways. It's very abusive. And Jeff Bezos has billions. It should not be, you know, the people at the top have all this money and then the people breaking their backs to get the deliveries out are hurting and can't pay their bills. Like, we got to fix this shit big time.
That's just not, it's just not right.
It's broken.
Not right.
Yeah.
Very broken.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for coming on.
When
you come on again, it'll be
white face on.
It'll be a little lighter. He doesn't like when I do all the serious shit.
Oh, I love it. I almost wish I could see. By the way, CG is so funny. Like, I wish I could see him next to you when you're talking about like the Illuminati. I just want to see like what.
He'd be falling asleep. He would have to turn it in another direction. And I appreciate it. That is why I made him my co-host, is because I do love the funny. I'm a comedian, but sometimes I just want to have some serious talks about what the fuck's going on, because it's breaking apart and it has to.
Yeah. And you and I think about these things a lot, and we talk privately about these things. So it's kind of cool to just get it out in the open. But I'm so happy I got to see you, and I can't wait to come to Philly and see you. We'll make that happen.
Yes. And where can people find you?
You can find me. Oh my God, I have a really big show next week and I can't remember anything. Just find me on Instagram at Ocasio Kyle. And I think on TikTok, it's actually Kyle Ocasio. Yeah, that's it. Just my first and last name.
Go find her. And hi. Kyle is so beautiful. Like, you are following your heart and soul because you look like you're in your face. Okay.
I
won't say your age
because
I don't know if you like to share that, but you.
I'm 72, you guys.
And I'm 71, 1 year younger. Yeah, you're just, you have an extra glow today. That's because of the sun, but
I got some booty.
And now I know you're half Venezuelan. How about that?
Woo, huepa! But that's actually huepa is Puerto Rican.
Is it?
Confusing you further. That's
isn't
more
it
Puerto
also
Rican
Greek?
I don't know. I don't know. But huepa is like, yeah, fuck yeah. Huepa!
Take a dish! Well, anyway. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I will be at the Tropicana for Atlantic City Comedy Club on New Year's. And I will also be at some Next in Line comedy shows. And yeah, check out my Instagram at the Kate Wolf. And if you'd like a healing, you can email me kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you all so much for listening. Bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.